ukapelekwa stenje, ukaleta noma klabu katolewa nje, ukajidai sponsor, ukatiwa mchele, unabet na doya fi unafukuzwa shule, unajifanya too smart kumbe we ni bure, unataka kukawasha na hakuna na re, ulikuwa top two na bado huna kale, una crack joke wa say how I check it, unakata maji hadi, una blake it, it's your birthday, hakuna keki, kabashka dogo, hiyo story ni, itakuwa ni, hiyo story ni, pizza unadishi kwa giza wife na boy bwana mchaka mtoto ni mchina Ferrari 22 unalipishwa kamia umedunga high heels inavunjika kwa njia ushai handwa kwa nambaya na wale wabaya umepigwa ngeta hata huwezi kugwaya wamekupepeta uko on fire unapiga ndulu hadi unaimba fire una talk na huna aga una ball na huna mimba ushai chapo na nyaunyo ikabaki umetingiza kiuno your story ni itakuwa ni your story ni itakuwa ni itakuwa ni your story ni itakuwa ni your story ni itakuwa ni itakuwa ni shai bambo na kanjo mawe una ganji ya kutoa hongo mawe na huna para ya kuvako hadi unakazwa na mkojo umeenda bashi slando ukawacha njumu kwa mlango ukastep in na madabo time ya kulift njumu zimego hey ushake chiki dem insta ukadabo tap kwa mapicha chop chop box ukamwingiza kumita na fanana na Batista your story ni itakuwa ni your story ni itakuwa ni itakuwa ni your story ni kuingiza njeve kiboboyo kuchana veve noise maker daro ya mabubu kama bikra koi nange itakuwa ni mawe itakuwa ni ngumu itakuwa ni hard yeah
to the sea, to the world I can confide in. And I know that you know when you're hurting your soul, I'm the one you can't rely on. To my Tania, see what you've done to me. To my Tania, see what you've done to me. Yeah. Man, everybody passed me your designer. Number one, cardinal official. Met him back in August, but in a casino. Original, I've been made in China. But anyway, you know my lady. Up, for me, you burn up the GLM. You tell them, back up, I'm taking you. Tell them, you got the baddest for the orders. You careless, like a lotion, my body, you careless. From the east to the west, to the north, to the south, to the world, I could confide in. And I know that you know in your heart, in my soul, I'm the one you can't rely on. Say, my senior, see what you've done to me. Say, my senior, see what you've done to me. And I did years. We used to care word them public talk. Enough of matter. Now it's other ways. Like Twitter, me mute and block.
Clan that can be protected. So the bee clans, that material stemmed from my mystery school's teaching that is available as an ebook download.
Oh, you gotta get it, are you?
Talk about magical schools that were leapfrogging through time, gathering powerful students from different areas of time to remote view an ancient future time. And it was a sect of those mystery schools that realized that this was grand repetition with no grand illumination in a hierarchical system where only a handful of beings would make it to the top. They separated from that mass system of destruction and distraction and found beekeeping clans that had already understood lineage-based technology, which was the path to immortality. It's what the mystery schools were using too. It's how you can live in your lineage and then become into another lineage and then come back to that lineage three or four lifetimes later, and someone in that lineage is magically potent enough to recognize the soul and make sure they read them back their memoirs from 100 years ago when they're one and two, and by the time they're three and four, they remember 10% of their past lives. Now imagine if you could know 10% of your past lives. You know?
Pretty good.
Okay, would you make any mistakes?
Probably many.
Okay. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't make the same mistakes.
Maybe I misunderstood.
If you knew 10% of your past lives, you would never make a mistake with the wrong man again. You would never mistake a mistake with the wrong job.
You think that much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Anything. But what education you should go and get that lifetime? Because your awareness isn't about one lifetime anymore. Imagine waking up in a three-year-old body with 10% of your memories of who you were the last lifetime.
Oh, no.
And somebody reading it to you to remember what your next life, what your lifetime is going to be. You pick up where you left off with a younger body. By the time you're 8 or 9, you're as mentally as an adult
then
as you were before. So that is where the beekeeping clans came from, where whole herds of people left the negative mystery schools and were able to go deep into nature and find one hive or two hives or 50 or 100 hives of bees that became in dreamtime co-creation with them, because bees are dreaming entities. Dreaming itself is a form of time travel, also a non-technological and very difficult to detect form of time travel. So these whole clans that left the negatives became a neutral dreaming clan, or what we call dreamtime societies, that are here to help seekers of knowledge. They are the medicine teachers. You know, when you have a plant medicine that you take, it is those at the ancient times that went into the beekeeping clan, because it's the bees that made sure everything was pollinated in the environment.
At some point after they have all the pollen, so they do use that beautiful infinite sign in a dance when they come back to their home with the mouth full of honey pollen.
Uh-huh. So bees use a specialized form of physical pheromones and psychic pheromones. So as long as you are emanating non-competition, non-hierarchical order, the bees will not harm you. No, beekeepers do it all the time. It's unity, it's oneness. It's an ancient ability that is anyone can practice. It's faith and trust in yourself. This is of your herpetologists that, you know, can pick up a snake and it'll never bite them, because they know the emanation energy. The same with spiders.
Hi, you know what? Snakes and spiders are always in my life. Spiders lately, they just live into my life like crazy. They're big, and they're like, a lot of them. I think I have to control them a little bit. And I used to love small snakes when I was a teenager. I could be a bit nasty to them sometimes. But now I feel I'm called to that medicine as well. Anyway, it's a powerful medicine.
One of the first medicines that I learned was bee and ant. Those
Are
were,
you serious?
Yeah, when I was young and, you know, really, really on the path, Those were the two that revealed their most amount of information to me. The ant was the strength and endurance to get through any process, working together in the seen and the unseen world. And the bees were ants with wings.
They're really getting the job done!
Ant with wings in my greenhouse, and they're eating my salad.
That's
they're eating
insane!
My plants. Yeah. They're eating...
So what those are,
and I don't know what to do.
What that is there are multiple colonies of ants that are spawning new queens to go make new, brand new hives. So what they are is 50% of those ants, those are male, that are, well, if a female spawns and makes a nest, they'll form with it, and then they'll shed their wings and they'll become the first workers, or they'll just pass on in an area and be the initial, because what these ants do is they carry a special fungus with them, and that fungus is actually what a larva eat, and that's why they bring back the pollen, and it's a unique structure inside there. And each ant has a different form of mold, a specialized mold that they eat and consume and naturally produces with them. And this is the pheromone they give off with what type of scent-based mold you have, or whatever else they're using as their process. It's a seen in an unseen world, telepathy-based communication. So that is what Bee and Ant taught me. It's one of the big reasons I can do the Akashic Records at the skill set layer I do, because my fundamentals were that.
That's pretty cool. But those ants got to come out of my greenhouse, and now you're telling me this morning I found mold on my tomato plant. They do something to my plants, and they have respect. This is my co-creation with this land. They've got the whole forest.
Don't say co-creation.
My ants are real, Mella.
Suck up to me. How long is that? 47?
57 over here. 47 or 57? 50.
47.
47, 50 minutes.
That's cool. What time is it? All right, that's it. What do we have to do tomorrow? Get some of the effects off Bob George. This.
What's up? My name is Roy Yukiri Yosai. I'm broadcasting to you on behalf of 13 Cosmic Law Astrology, also on behalf of the University of Cosmic Mysteries and Light. All right, and today what I'm going to be talking to you about is this mystery stick. All right, this is one of the new products that we've just endorsed right here at the University of Cosmic Mysteries and Light, and also at...
That is quite a stick.
One time. Elephant. 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 And that's how you program the stick. You program it according to your intentions and according to, you know what I'm saying, your vibrations. So every time you hit it one time, bam, elephant, it's going to vibrate on the ground, and you have to imagine. You have to imagine that there's a parade of elephants being charged out and attacking all the evil that surrounds you. So every time you tap it, you have to imagine that this elephant is charging with a whole group of elephants attacking all of the evil that surrounds you. Elephant, 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 elephant. You just got to pass a million elephants right now. Elephant, 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 elephant.
Oh, yeah, go, bro!
You know what I'm saying? And then imagine that if you tap it twice, you'll be releasing elephants and lions. Elephants and lions.
Yo, that's too much for most people!
Elephant lion. You know what I'm saying? So now you're releasing elephants and lions at your enemies. You know what I'm saying? At those that are evil around you. Also, if you tap it three times, then you'll just be releasing the lions. So, lion. 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 This is the Magi serpent, all right? Now, if you go like this, and you put both of your hands together like this, right? Hold on, I hear an airplane out there, right? And I told you I'm a sky watcher. So I'm gonna go ahead and do my quick ritual because I hear an airplane trying to take control, all right? Airplanes and helicopters and chemtrails no longer exist on the planet Earth. Only clear skies, pure skies, lots of sunshine, and exotic birds exist on planet Earth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Helicopters, airplanes, and chemtrails no longer exist on the planet Earth. Only clear skies, lots of sunshine, exotic birds, and pure skies exist on the planet Earth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Helicopters, airplanes, and chemtrails no longer exist on the planet Earth. Only clear skies, pure skies, lots of sunshine, and exotic birds exist on the planet Earth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Basically, what I just did right now is a little ritual that I do as a skywalker. Watch those videos talking about how you could become a skywalker or how we could defeat chemtrails and raise the vibrations of our planets. Because basically, we have to be proactive. Instead of watching an airplane release some chemtrails and we talking about it, giving energy to it, we need to get out of that matrix of thinking by destroying the density of those vibrations by saying helicopters, airplanes, and chemtrails do not exist in our reality. You know what I'm saying? And taking a proactive, conscious, you know what I'm saying, state by saying only pure skies, clear skies, lots of sunshine, and exotic birds exist on the planet Earth. You know what I'm saying? And then at that point, we're going to raise the vibrations above that matrix and that density, and we're going to create an atmosphere where planet Earth is free of airplanes and helicopters and chemtrails.
Well, I promise my Lord, that I deny him not, that I wouldn't run away, Lord, my Lord, but when the battle got a heart.
In every time, Lord, I feel a spirit, keep on moving into my heart, and then I pray. In every time, Lord, I feel a spirit, keep on moving into my heart, and then I pray.
Well, I looked all around me, and everything did shine. I asking Jesus, quit drawing, is it all but mine? Now I went on the mountain, for to have a little prayer. When I got there, Lord, my Lord, old Satan was there.
In every time, Lord, I feel the spirit, keep moving into my heart, and then I pray. In every time, Lord, I feel the spirit, keep moving into my heart,
Well, I promised my Lord that I'd deny him not, but I wouldn't run away, Lord, my Lord, and bring the belly got a high. And I promised my Lord, that I'd deny him not, but I wouldn't run away, Lord, my Lord, and bring the belly got a high.
And every time, Lord, I feel a spirit, spirit, keep a moving into my heart, and then I pray. In every time, Lord, I feel the spirit, 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 keep a moving into my heart, and then I pray.
If you wanna go to heaven,
heaven,
around the great white throne,
great white throne,
you better tend to your business,
oh Lord, and leave mine alone.
You know that's right.
And if anybody
asks you,
who's singing so straight, just tell them it's a quartet, call it Golden Gate.
And every time, Lord, I feel the spirit, keep on moving into my heart, and then I pray. And every time, Lord, I feel the spirit, keep on moving into my heart, and then I pray.
You know what I'm saying? And that our air is clean. Our air is pure. Our sky is blue. You know what I'm saying? The birds are tropical and they're flying and occupying the sky. You know what I'm saying? And there's sunshine. So we have to be responsible for changing the vibrations of the planet. And every time I see a plane, every time I hear a plane, every time I see a helicopter, hear a helicopter, or hear somebody talking about chemtrails, I go into, you know what I'm saying, my little ritual so I can change the vibrations of the planet. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm responsible for creating my fifth dimensional experience. Ain't nobody gonna come down here and throw me in the fifth dimension. We have to create our own fifth dimensional experience. We have to create our own heaven. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what it is. So I'm helping the earth break away from the density by joining the Skywalker movement. And that's what that was about. Now I'm gonna get back into my video. They thought that just because I was doing a video and I started talking about the video that I was gonna get distracted and cut the video off
and then go do that
and then come back. But no, I'm gonna put it all on video. I'm gonna make it transparent. Everybody got a right to see. That's my slogan. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a right to see. And that's why I do these videos and I keep a lot of...
You know what I do? Everybody got a right to hear on Chica YouTube!
Things transparent. That's why I'm finna get ready to start doing a lot of documentaries too.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? I'm finna start doing a lot of documentaries. Now, I'm gonna get back into my studies. Now, scientists, right? They've recently discovered that the center of the Milky Way galaxy is the birthplace of everything that was created everything that was created in the universe and everything that was created in the multiverse. So in essence, the center of the Milky Way galaxy is God, or the place where God decided to start creating everything that we know. Everything that is was created from the center of the Milky Way galaxy, right? So the scientists are now calling the center of the Milky Way galaxy God.
Yeah, are you taping, baby? Baby, are you taping? Oh yeah, hey, yeah, oh yeah. Baby, come on.
What the fuck anybody gonna do? Right, motherfucking hand. I heard that. I'm the God, who's the head of the Lord. Dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang squad. Can I get raw? Yes, I get dirty to the floor. Rhyme hitting on your mind, you can never ignore. Hip-hop to me is like a place to be. My specialty from if you knew was them. Say what you wanna see, baby, yeah. I flip the microphone any day. I'm masculine because I got that gift of gab. Niggas get mad, your ass left my head. This talent that I got will result in what? MC, you got paid a lot. You ever notice the black man jam most slam? When it comes to the money, yo, it ain't funny. That's what you gotta do, what you got to do. Come on, can I get the Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang. is on the brain. I get riggy diggy roar when it's time to get on the dance floor, shotgun kill for shit. Blow, then you won't step to me. Thinking, is he really raw? Is he steady, man? If I wasn't really raw, standing here on the floor, you'd be like, oh, it ain't hardcore. Niggas playing, they lie, but won't survive. Jumping and popping, no, that time when you take us a dad. I'm an average man, G.O.D. fan, let it be known as the champ. Wu-Tang Clan is coming through, and woo, boys fast who throw your hand in the air, and then you don't care who, the whole dirty bastard, beat your mind. You be hopping on my shit just like a fly. All around, it's dirty and stinking sound down to the ground. What you want to do? What you want to do when I'm coming for you? I'm gonna give it to ya, baby, baby.
They're calling that the place of God's creation. It's God, the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Now follow me, because I'm gonna connect the dots for you real fast. All right, now. The ancients, when they seen the center of the Milky Way galaxy, it looks like a serpent, right? It looks like this. This looks like the center of the Milky Way galaxy, right? So that's what they call the Nagai serpent. If you go like this, you see both of these Nagai serpent eyes. You see the Nagai serpent eyes. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing a ring right now. You see these Nagai serpent eyes. You see those you see those Nagai serpent eyes? I know you see those Nagai serpent eyes. You see those? That's what the 13th son be saying. You know what I'm saying? So, these are the Nagai serpent eyes, right? The ancients believed that the Nagai serpent was God, and that the Nagai serpent created everything. Now, when the extraterrestrial beings came to Earth and communicated with the humans, you know what I'm saying? The Anunnaki, the Palladians, the Nordics, you know what I'm saying? The Syrian star seeds. When they came down, every time they came down with like a serpent-like helmet on, representing the Nagai serpent or the center of the Milky Way galaxy. If you look at the hieroglyphic writings in Egypt, you will see some Nagai serpents. If you look at the Sumerian tablets, you will see some Nagai serpents. If you look at, you know what I'm saying, the hieroglyphics on the pyramids in Mexico, you will quickly learn the story of Kukulcan, who came down from Pelotas with a snake-like helmet on, bearing the Nagai serpent. So the Nagai serpent is a symbol of power. It's a symbol of creation. It is a symbol of God. And, right, it is the center of the Milky Way galaxy. This is the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So, now let me get into some more science, right? The reason why they say that Adam had dominion over all things, and that's why he had supreme authority over all things, and that's why he was able to name the star. He was able to name everything around him. He was able to name the animals, the trees, the water. He was able to name everything because he had superiority over it, right? Adam, right? Now, we know it wasn't no physical man named Adam. We know that was metaphysical.
I know a couple of guys, right, named Adam.
But what makes up an atom? An atom is made up of six protons, six electrons, and six neutrons makes up an atom. This is how you came down. This is how you shape-shifted into your human form. You came down from your star system. You may have came down from Pleiades. You may have came down from Orion. You may have came down from Sirius. You may have came down from a different star system, right? But this is how you came down. You lowered your vibrations. You lowered your frequency to come down into this dense Earth to experience what you wanted to experience on Earth, right? You came down as molecules, particles, and atoms. You came down as an atom to take on this physical body, but you are pure energy. You are pure energy, and your energy is from that star system that you have heritage with, that you have roots with, right? And so as you came down here, you lowered your vibrations and you took on all of the elements of the planet. That's why you have this physical composition as a human being. So this is how it happened. Thoughts slowed down to form your thoughts. Your thoughts slowed down to form light. Light travels at 1,112 miles per second. Light slowed down to form sound. sound travels at 1,168 miles per second, right? Now, we know the sound transforms into shapes. Sounds can take on different geometrical shapes, right? Now, if you was to take sand or salt and put it on a board, right, and you was to play a certain frequency, you will begin to see that salt, or, you know what I'm saying, that sand take on a geometrical shape. Well, if you was to play those two frequencies that I just gave you, thought slowing down to form light, light slowing down to form sound, if you was to play those two frequencies, you would get a shape or a formation or a pattern of a six-pointed configuration star and a five-pointed configuration star. This is the Star of David in your Bible that they tell you about. This is the esoteric secrets that they're not giving you. But I believe that everyone has a right to see, and that's why I'm giving you this knowledge right here. So, the six-pointed configuration star is dealing with the male. You know what I'm saying? Leg, arm, head, phallus, the dick that gives life. You know what I'm saying? And the five-pointed configuration star is dealing with the woman, the female. Leg, arm, phallus. You know what I'm saying? The pussy, and which is, I mean, uterus, the pussy, and which is pointed upward, the direction upward. That's why the female representation of the star is up, and the male representation of the star is down. You know what I'm saying? That is the Star of David. That is why you got your physical composition. From your star heritage, you came down. Light, your thoughts slowed down. Your light slowed down. Your sound slowed down. And as you became more dense, you became more condensed. As your frequency lowered, you became more dense. You came into this density-ass world, right? As you became more dense, your physical composition became more condensed. Took on the human being body. One of the last elements that you got is the sixth element, carbon. Fire, water, earth, air, ether, carbon. You took on carbon. That's why they say in the Bible, right? Adam was created on the sixth day. You know what I'm saying? Man was created on the sixth day. Adam, You know what I'm saying? In the Quran, it says man was made from dirt, from black mud, right? And so look, what makes up an atom? This is the 666, or the Nagai serpent. You see the Nagai serpent eyes. You see the Nagai serpent eyes right there. And this right here, this formation right here. You see that an atom, you know what I'm saying, is made up of 6 protons, 6 electrons, and 6 neurons.
Holy frijoles, you're blowing up!
Blue. hear me. Hear the word of the Lord. I want you to fear it. You better seek your soul salvation, or you'll be lost to degradation. When Gabriel Levin blows his horn, blow, brother, blow. Listen to me, hear the word of the Lord. I want you to baby, listen to me. You better seek some good religion and stop your lying and hypocrite before Gabriel blows his horn. Oh, brother, there's gonna be mourning. I tell you, there's gonna be grieving. There's gonna be weeping. There's gonna be groaning. There's gonna be shouting hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah in the morning when Gabriel Levin blows his horn. I hear him blowing now, blow chilling.
The Nagai serpent is very powerful. The Nagai serpent is also the energy, your original energy that's inside of you. It's that dragon source energy that's laying at the base of your spine. Watch my video. It's talking about what aliens did not want you to know. The creation of the original creation of human beings. I talked about how humans were genetically engineered, you know what I'm saying, and created by the Anunnaki aliens, you know what I'm saying, even though it was 72 different extraterrestrial scientists that was responsible for creating us, the Anunnaki put their stamp on us because it was their idea to create humans. And I told you about how we have all of these different, we have 72 different extraterrestrial genes inside of us. We have gray alien inside of us. Small gray, tall gray, orange gray. We got reptilian in us. We got all of that in us. You know what I'm saying? We have all of the elements of the earth in us and all of the animals in the earth. That's why you can see in your early pregnancy stages, fetal stages, you can see the reptilian side of you. You can see the amphibian side of you. You can see the mammal side of you. You know what I'm saying? You can see, even in the later stages, you can see, you know what I'm saying, the hair and all of that, dealing with the monkey. That's where you get Darwin's evolution theory that we came from apes. You see that. You know what I'm saying? You see all of that. You know what I'm saying? You can see every planet. You know what I'm saying? You can see the earth in your skin. You can see the stars in your freckles. You can see, you know what I'm saying, the universe in your, you can see all of that. You have all of the universe up there and all of the universe down here in your physical disposition. Kundalini inside of you. Kundalini is dealing with the dragon. The dragon that you came from a dragon too. You know what I'm saying? So you have the Kundalini inside of you. Now, according to the Kundalini teachings, you know what I'm saying? Kundalini is not really heavy on the esoteric market right now. In the mystery schools, Kundalini was like a real big thing back then. Now what's really big is like the Merkaba, activating your Merkaba, tapping into the very vehicle of life. You know what I'm saying?
There goes another soul.
shaky flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. Music you're hearing is done by me, Tony E, directly to cassette tapes. I do not engage with the cyber matronacy. So catch this on radio as it flies through the air.
That's brand new, but that's for another story. That's another topic.
Wait,
right.
Like that, that's one thing, like safe and privacy, that's kind of junk. Don't do that, man, that's just dumb. You know what you said before, you said it again, man. Say so many times, but it's so many, you said, don't waste precious tape on things that don't sound great. You remember that shit, Jay? So why the fuck you doing that shit, man? That shit's going on, you know that shit's just wrong, right? Oh, I know you want to hear it back later, right? That's how we entertain ourselves. You don't deal with motherfucking internet. I'm on the plasma fields. I'm on the plasma fields. People wonder how do you build ships and go to different dimensions? Oh, and shit like that, man. You don't gotta, you don't feel if you're gonna change your whole reference point. Jump on board to my latest joint. And when that magnet go to that electric sign, you're gonna be lightning flash, thunder dash. It's pretty metal stars after that. Kick some funk, don't kick no trash. That's how you do it on the bus. Don't worry about me, don't worry about us.
Like it's stuck or something.
Oh, it's jumping out though.
Yeah.
Let's take off. If you wanna take a flight, biggest thing you ever seen will fly so high in that B-19. Take a trip across the sea in a plane that's called a queen. As long as you are there with me in that B-19, we can go across the ocean and back real fast. We don't even have to stop for oil or gas. Load your bombs into the wings in case someone is mean. Let them know that we can swing that B-19.